The more excellent way. Mark chapter 7 verse 1 to 8, 14 to 15, and 21 to 23. My 15-month-old baby, Caleb, has now started to walk by himself. He's very proud of his walking, so he kept asking me to applaud him. Since he started to crawl, Pastor Kuko and I have been very busy chasing him, stopping him, and keeping him from danger. As parents, we are very proud of him and so glad that he is learning new skills every day. But this means that we've got another job to do, getting more tired. He keeps moving by crawling, walking, and going up and down the stairs, so his hands and his clothes get dirty. We try to clean the house up as much as we can. We try to change his clothes repeatedly, and we try to make him wash as often as we can. But these are no use to him. He keeps messing up the whole house, gets dirt on his clothes and all over his body. Furthermore, although we tried to give him good food, he would just eat whatever he can pick up, including living bugs. As parents, we want to give him the best we can. So we set a certain rule for him and stop and keep him from doing something that would harm him. But he never appreciates what we did for him. Rather, he gets annoyed about our rules. A few days ago, I found out that he was eating something that was a living bug. So I had to take it out from his mouth, and this made him very upset. It was ridiculous. And in that moment, these verses from today's gospel scripture came to my mind. There is nothing outside a person that by going in can defile. But the things that come out are what defile. All of a sudden, I was wondering if my effort, giving him good food, dressing him in clean clothes, and washing him often, really make him clean. Then how about me, myself? These efforts for myself, washing hands before eating and wearing clean clothes, can really make me clean? What makes me clean and unclean? Where does it come from? From inside of me or outside of me? What criteria defines me as clean and unclean? And what does it mean to be clean and unclean in the eyes of God? A lot of questions were aroused in my mind. If we read today's gospel scripture with these questions, it helps us to have a better understanding of what Jesus meant in his teaching here. At that time, Pharisees and some of the scribes who had come from Jerusalem tried to find some excuses to accuse Jesus, and they noticed that some of his disciples were eating without washing their hands. At that time, there were many detailed regulations for keeping the purity laws in Leviticus, including washing the hands in a certain way, and they must have been followed according to the tradition of the elders. So they tried to provoke Jesus into a fight, like quarter about that. However, by quoting Isaiah, "These people honors me with their lips, but their hearts are far from me. In vain do they worship me, teaching human precepts as doctrines." Jesus distinguished between the commandment of God and human tradition. Which one do we have to endeavoring to follow? Even though people made the tradition to follow the commandment of God, this made them go against God's commandment. The reason why Jesus and his disciples did not follow the tradition of the elders was to keep the commandment of God. Jesus taught the crowd that the things that make us unclean are not the things going into us, but the things coming out of us. Jesus said, "What comes from your heart is what makes you unclean. Out of your heart come evil thoughts, vulgar deeds, stealing, murder, unfaithfulness in marriage, greed, meanness, deceit, indecency, envy, insults, pride, and foolishness. All of these come from your heart, and they are what make you unfit to worship God. From this, I was wondering that, as it said, if all the evil things that come from us defiles us, in other words, can this be said that any good things come from us, they can make us clean, pure, and undefiled? Then what makes us bring up any good things from us? We can find this answer from today's New Testament lesson. James 1:22 said, "Be doers of the word, and not merely hearers who deceive themselves." And in verse 25, it said, "Those who look into the perfect law, the law of liberty, and persevere, being not hearers who forget, but doers who act, they will be blessed in their doing." In Romans chapter 1, Paul stated that because of the fall, humanity worshipped and served the Creator rather than the Creator. We were meant to listen to God. We are meant to worship and serve God, and we are meant to keep God's commandments. But rather we listen to the world, we worship and serve worldly things, and we try to keep worldly values. Although we were meant to be children of God, we have lived as if we are children of the world. We are always busy putting worldly things at the top of the list of our priorities rather than God. We easily become merely hearers rather than being doers of the word of God. We easily forget what should be our true priority. In his sermon, The More Excellent Way, John Wesley said that there are two different Christians. Some endeavored in general to have a conscious avoid of offense in their outward behavior. The others endeavored not only abstained from all appearance of evil, but also attended all the good works in every kind and the ordinances of God. The former was like the Pharisees and the scribes who were endeavoring to keep the tradition of the elders. The latter was more like Jesus and his disciples who tried to do their best to keep the commandment of God. According to Wesley, there is a more excellent way for Christians who are walking the higher path in God. Basically, Christians should do something more than others to please God. For this, Wesley encouraged us to endeavoring to choose the more excellent way. As Christians, we have to choose the more excellent way in everything. In sleep, in prayer, in work, in eating, in studying, in conversation, in diversion, and even in using money. It may sound like a tough challenge, but by the grace of God, we can choose. We can choose the more excellent way in our life. To figure out which one is the more excellent way, we need to remember two important rules of life. The first one is the great commandment of God. Love the Lord your God with all your heart and with all your soul and with all your mind. And love your neighbor as yourself. The second one is the three simple rules. The Wesleyan way of living. Do no harm, do good, stay in love with God. In our daily lives, we often do not see the very heart of the problem in us. Rather, we try to blame the minor things around us. Every evil comes from us who has a broken relationship with God. Because without God, we are weak. Without God, we are broken. Without God, we are lonely. Without God, we are full of wickedness. However, by the grace of God, we can choose a more excellent way. There's a better way in Jesus Christ. Which is the way of Jesus Christ. His way is a better way. Let us have a clean and pure heart by loving God and loving our neighbors and doing no harm, doing good, and staying in love with God. Let us leave the way of Jesus, which is the way of love. Praise God. Amen.